It's so beautiful to see the change that has been happening since we all arrived on Thursday night. Like on the first day, we could feel kind of the hectic and the busyness in you, in the house. But then with each day, it was getting calmer, more tranquil. The whole atmosphere in the house has changed. It feels completely different from what it has been, let's say, Friday morning. And I also feel there is much more presence around in you. Whatever you do, how you do things, you do it with much more awareness, with more presence. And so a real sense of calming down. It's beautiful to see. And you probably notice how it's somehow different from when you arrived. So this transformation, this happens when we give ourselves to this practice. We do not need to bring it about, but it simply happens as we do the practice. So make sure you sit comfortable, feel the body as it is right now, sitting here in this hall, having other people around. So being aware of the posture, knowing that the body is sitting, and feeling different sensations in the body. This is one way of being aware of our body. And then gradually we bring our awareness to the experience of the breath, how it manifests in our body, how we can feel it, how we can be aware of it. It can be in the area of the belly or in the area of the chest. Trying to feel these different sensations that are happening in that area. Maybe some vibration or some increasing pressure, decreasing pressure. Maybe some tingling, or we feel some warmth, or we feel some movement. So whatever it is, whatever is most dominant, we simply place our mind there, we feel it, we try to be in direct contact with this experience. And we just leave it the way it is. No need to change anything. simply resting in that awareness of this sensation or movement. The mind is awake and alert, interested, and at the same time is relaxed. Sometimes it can happen when we are, with, let's say, the movement, the expansion and falling back in the chest. So feeling that movement as it is happening may happen that at the same time we get a mental image. Maybe the mental image of the movement or the mental image of the chest moving. It can happen, and we just let it be as it is, not really paying attention to it. The main focus is on the felt sense of the experience, but we just acknowledge there is this mental image. But we do not need to pay attention to that. Just something else that has arisen. And after a while, it may fade and disappear. Some people are more visually inclined to have mental images of their experiences, others not. So there is no need to create, to have a mental image. But when it happens, we simply acknowledge it as a mental image, something we see internally. question regarding the body, to be mindful of the experience of the breath is one way to establish mindfulness in regards to the body. Not the only one. And as we have said yesterday, if you have other sensations that arise in the body, which become stronger or more distinct than the breath, then leave the breath and bring your awareness to that more distinct bodily sensation. Might be a strong tension in the shoulder, might be an ache in the back, or it might be a tingling sensation on the arm, or maybe your leg goes numb. This numbness becomes very distinct. So then in that case, no need to stick to the breath, no need to hold on to that object, but very naturally let the awareness go to what is more distinct, what catches your attention. So then bring all your awareness to the ache in the back and try to feel into it, or the tingling sensation on the arm. How does that actually feel? You know, what is the actual experience of it? Tingling, that's just the word, concept, that we put over some actual experience. So when I bring my awareness, my mind, into that tingling sensation, what do I actually feel? And we stay with this experience, with the numbness or the tingling, the ache, as long as it is present? Or until it gets so strong and we can no longer bear it, then we can change the posture, or stand up to standing meditation. And only when that sensation has faded or disappeared, and the itch is no longer there, and the tingling has gone, and the tension in the shoulder has been released, then when nothing else is there in the foreground, then we can go back to the experience of the breath. Because, as we have said, and we know, that's always there. That's like an anchor we can always return to. Thank you. in order to come to a deep understanding of whatever there is. We do not limit ourselves to be aware of the processes in the body, but we also have to be aware of the processes in the mind. Patricia has already mentioned 5 difficult mind states. So when we notice that there is wanting, craving, desire, then we bring our mindfulness to that state and become aware wanting is happening. How does this feel? How does it manifest in the mind? How does it manifest in the body when wanting is present? Or the same with not wanting, rejection, aversion, pushing away. When this comes up and is present, how does that feel? What is this experience like? Or likewise with sleepiness when the mind is dull, or with restlessness when the mind is agitated, or when doubt, skeptical doubt, arises. What is the actual experience when skeptical doubt is present? Practice is not thinking about these experiences, not analyzing them, not coming to an intellectual solution of what I could do with them, but it's rather to be with the immediate or present experience, to be very intimate with that restlessness, or that wanting that is happening. So it's to be with the present experience, not the story, not the content, not the cause, but simply be with what is happening right now. Thank you. and another aspect of our experience happening in the heart, in the mind, is to simply know, to be aware in what state is the mind. We talked about this last night in the talk, referring to this third foundation, mindfulness. Mindfulness of the mind. So in which state is the mind, the heart? Is it calm, focused, or is it impatient? Is it full of joy? Or is it upset? The mind greedy, or is it full of aversion, or is the mind kind, friendly, or is the mind full of jealousy? So all these different states of mind that do arise. When we notice that such a state of mind is present, when it is distinct in the foreground, then we leave whatever objects we have been aware of, and we bring our awareness to that impatience that is happening. And then being aware, feeling, what does this impatience feel like? What is the actual experience of what I label impatience? It's a very specific experience. It's different from when, let's say, anger is present. Or if anger arises and becomes very distinct, then we shift our awareness to this experience of being angry. And we go into this experience, we feel it. How does it manifest? And again, it's not thinking about the anger or why I'm angry, but simply feeling the anger, how it manifests in our mind, and also how it manifests in the body. The heat that may arise when anger is present, or the chest that feels constricted. So we go into this experience. And we stay with any of these mind states as long as they are present. And when they fade and disappear, then we go to that experience which is most distinct at that moment. Maybe it's the pain in the knee that then is in the foreground. So then we go and are aware of that experience. If nothing is really distinct or in the foreground, then you can go to the experience of the breath that is always available. So in this practice of Vipassana meditation, we are aware of any of these processes happening in the body or heart and mind. The experiences present themselves to us. It's not that we go and choose one of these experiences or one of these objects, but whatever is in the foreground, whatever is the most distinct experience, that becomes the object for our meditation, for our awareness. So within, let's say, a sitting meditation, we have many different objects that we are aware of. They change. Awareness is constant, and it simply is aware of these different experiences that arise, stay some time, and then disappear. So there's no need to hold on to the experience of the breath, thinking that you should spend all of the time or most of the time with the breath during a sit. That's not the case. Even if you spend very little time on the breath during the sit, because there is pain, there are thoughts, there is a mind state, then there is hearing and tingling. So if your awareness shifts from one of these experiences to the other, and you are present with any of these distinct objects, then you're doing fine. Then your practice is good. For mindfulness, it doesn't matter whether it is mindful of the breath, or whether it is mindful of an ache, or whether it is mindful of joy. Mindfulness is simply mindful. Being present with that particular experience. Knowing more and more details what that particular experience feels like, what it is like. So in order to have a deepening understanding of these processes in the body, heart and mind, we need to be mindful of all of these different processes. We should not select only a few ones. These are all natural processes from which we can learn a lot. at a deep understanding of the nature of things. Hearing will be happening. In the walking meditation, we are anchored in our body, the movement of the body. As we walk, being aware of the movement sensations in the feet, in the legs, in the body. But also in the walking meditation, other things are happening. We hear sounds. Bird chirping or a car passing by. So we can be aware of the hearing in the walking. Or when we step outside and when we feel the cold on our face and hands, we can be aware of the cold. In the walking we may notice that the mind is agitated, so then you can be aware of that agitation. Or the doubt, the skeptical doubt that comes up. Why should I do this walking meditation? It's so silly to just walk up and down. Oh, doubt is happening. Not condemning it, not pushing it away, but being aware. This is happening. How does this feel? So also in the walking meditation, it's not that we limit our awareness to the process of walking, but if anything else comes up and is in the foreground, is the more distinct object, then we bring the awareness there and feel, investigate on a self sense. What is that experience like? And then when the doubt has subsided, when the hearing of the bird is no longer happening, then we bring the awareness back to the sensations of the movement of the feet and so on. And as you are slowing down, what happens naturally, you may notice like a bit more detailed every step, instead of just be generally aware that you do a step. You know, feel what you feel when you lift the foot. How does that feel? What sensations are there? Or the foot being light or heavy? Or the movement being smooth or a bit shaky. So how does the lifting feel? And after that it goes into pushing forward, moving forward. So that movement, what quality does that this movement have? Is the foot still as heavy when I lifted it? Or does it glide more lightly or softly sometimes. And then bringing the foot down, the downward movement, how does that feel? You know, the pull down, the gravitation to the earth. Or is there something else that I can notice? Is it some tingling in the sole of the foot? Whatever. So you may go into more detail when doing a step and seeing if these different phases have the same quality or if they differ somehow. And likewise in the general activities, when you eat, when you brush your teeth, when you put on your shoes, when you stand up. So at times, you know, take even a little bit more time to really feel into this movement. What sensations are there? Is the arm heavy or light when I stretch it out? How is the movement? How is the touching sensation? There is some hardness. Oh, and some cold. And then I feel slight vibration on the tip of my index finger. So now make a smooth transition into the walking meditation. Or for some, there are interviews down in the sauna. I'll be in the lounge and Patricia will be in the castle.